B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. Seven-five, the Fanatic.
Mike Missinelli. 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station.
We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5, Mike Missinelli Show. Si, senor, we numero uno. And internationally large, just like the sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly, where Haiti's the wide clef. A man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. All competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in the drive time slot. It's kinda hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like the opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to rock ya.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is the Mike Missinelli Show, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast, and the All-Star Game last night, and it was one of the... Hey, you know, I love baseball, and I love pitching. That game made me change to Moneyball. You know, Moneyball is one of the most underrated movies ever. You don't like it? The more I watch Moneyball, the more I like it. I don't know what it is. And it happened to be against the All-Star Game. And I was tired of seeing pitchers dominate. And they usually dominate in an All-Star Game. Which brings me back to the baseball. Like how all these pitchers are complaining about the baseball. Or the fans are complaining about the baseball. Verlander's complaining about the baseball. The baseball could be a Super Bowl. And, It wouldn't matter to me. Because the bottom line is, if you can pitch, you can pitch. Last night, were those pitchers successful because they were good? How come the ball didn't affect those pitchers last night, Tyrone?
Because they're great pitchers.
Because they're great pitchers, right? It's the thing that stays the same. If you're a great pitcher, it doesn't matter how hard the ball is. And I'm so tired of all these complaints. Verlander's now complaining. Here's the thing that these pitchers have to understand. You're in the minority. How many pitchers are on a pitching staff of a baseball team? Well, actually, there's more pitchers than there are players now. But in general, there are more players than pitchers. So the majority rules, right? You'd rather have great hitting in baseball than you would rather than great pitching. Would you not? I mean, that's the bottom line. You want to go to the game and you want to see some action. You want to see some runs.
Yeah, you don't want to go through season after. You go to 10 games and you see a total of 12 runs, mm-hmm. 20 runs in 10 games. That's not fun.
Yeah, but it was a snooze fest last night. I mean, the innings were quick. Guys were striking out. And the pitchers on that staff were just hellacious. And you haven't seen them before, most of them, you know. So it's not going to be a great offensive game. It was a snooze fest. But Moneyball was cool, man.
It's not that I...
Moneyball was cool. Scott Hatterberg hitting that home run. He still hit that home run. Every time he comes up, I think he's going to strike out. He still hits that home run every time in Moneyball.
My issue with it is they made it a movie about a team that didn't win.
Yeah, but the story was really compelling. It was a compelling story.
Right, so make a sequel about Boston because they took all the Moneyball things and they won with it. With like,
they
Theo,
won
make
because
a sequel.
They spent.
Right, they took the Moneyball principles, put some money with it, win a title.
Right.
That's what you have to do.
See, this is the ultimate underdog story. You don't have any kind of payroll, and you still compete for a championship.
It's the same issue I have with Rocky One. I was celebrating the guy that lost. That movie should have been called Apollo.
I actually really enjoyed the movie, and I go, oh, good, Moneyball's on. At least I got my baseball fix. I'll watch Moneyball. All right, so let's get to what we're going to talk about today, because it's General Knowledge Wednesday. So we have a couple features. This is another chance, and one of your few chances now, as we get towards FanFest, to win FanFest tickets by answering a general knowledge question correctly. And at 3 o'clock, we're going to have Hembo. Now, you know Hembo. I've talked about him before. We have him on during the football season, and he comes up with some fascinating statistics. He's the statistical maven for ESPN, and he works on the Get Up show. every day, and he's off this week, so he's local. He's going to come in. He brought his own trivia. So in a 3 o'clock hour, Hembo trivia will be added to the regular trivia. So I only have three topics today for the first hour.
Okay.
And then Hembo's going to be the fourth. He's going to come in for a little bit, and we're going to talk to him about like being a stat man and how he comes up with all this stuff and whether he first of all, it takes a special character to be into stats like that because that bores me.
Well, and
right?
It's
like
have,
an accountant to head.
And to have the mind to think about what could be deeper in statistics.
Right.
That's amazing.
He has to do that on the fly on the Get Up Show.
Yeah.
When they put that thing, Hembo, and he's got a quick stat like that. So he's going to be interesting. We're going to bring him in at 3 o'clock. So everyone who gets a question correct today wins FanFest tickets. But so here's what we're going to talk about today. We look around Philadelphia, and we've got, well, we don't have quite 10, but we've got at least 8 players that are 26 and under who are supposed to be our future. We're going to ask you to read into the future. Like, have your own wishing globe today. Not the Tyrone wishing globe. That will go in the market. It's going to be at Spencer Gifts soon. The Tyrone globe. Wait, what?
That's not true!
The floating Tyrones. You'll be able to get that for the Christmas holidays as soon as you manufacture it. But you have your own wishing globe. And these, all right, they're 8 guys. Let's look at 8 guys. Here are the guys we've identified. Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, Bryce Harper, Reese Hoskins, Carson Wentz, Derek Barnett, Carter Hart, Nolan Patrick. 26 or younger, all of them we have great promise for. So, in other words, if you read into their career, will they, within the next 10 years, or if we look back 10 years from now, what will they have given us? Will they have given us absolute stardom? Will they have fallen off the map? Will they have given us mediocrity? Will they have given us good but not great? Or will they have given us bad? I'm going to ask you to read into it today. Use your instincts on what you see, because that's what we usually do. We project greatness out of somebody. Sometimes we do it too soon. And so, like, if I were to go for you, let's just start with Ben Simmons, Tyrone. Now, you know how I feel about Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
I love him. I think he's got extraordinary talent that I haven't seen in many players ever. The way he can handle and go from 94 feet and beat guys off the dribble and do all that stuff. But he has the one fatal flaw. And I am scared of that fatal flaw. In fact, I am already on the record saying he's not coming back even next year with a semblance of a regular medium-range jump shot. So what will he be in 10 years? Will he be a player that the Sixers get exasperated with and give up on? Or will he be the league's star? Or will he just be a good player? What's your read on it right now?
I believe, and I don't know why I believe this, he's going to be the league star. At that point, he'll be 32. Yes, I think he'll be the league star.
You think he'll be Magic Johnson-esque?
Yes, I really do. I don't know why, but I just believe. I believe in the guy. I see what, and I feel like if it's just one thing missing, and that's all it is, I think he's going to get it.
All right. I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. I don't. That flaw is such a big thing that I'm afraid of this thought, but it crosses my mind that he will never shoot the ball. And really, that's the fear I have with him. So at this moment, I can't go 10 years from now, he's going to be Magic Johnson, even though it's a contradiction within me. I love the guy. I was in favor of the extension. And yet there's something that is holding me back. I've got to see something before I commit. And that flaw is so glaring to me that I can believe that it might never surface. And I may never be able to overcome it. So that's what we're going to do today. Now, we got Embiid, we got Harper, we got Hoskins, we have Wentz, we have Barnett, we have Carter Hart, we have Nolan Patrick. We're going to ask you about all these guys and where you see them. They're all 26 and under. And you look at these guys, you go, okay, there's eight players, 26 and under, that could be stars. Will they become stars? All right, here's your general knowledge categories. Three categories in the first hour, and then we'll add Hembo's category. Today, we will have general knowledge. We will also have people by U.S. state, multiple choice.
Oh.
I'm going to give you a person. You got to give me the state that they're associated with.
Okay.
And we're also going to have NBA championship team starters. Now, you're not going to have to give me all five. I'll go, okay, Golden State Warriors, 2017, Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, who are the other two starters? You know, something like that. That's what it'll be.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah, these are good.
Okay, and this is for pair tickets to FanFest on General Knowledge Wednesday. All right, 610-632-0975. We're on 97.5 The Fanatic. We're on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Welcome to all the people watching at the bars on TV, where our heads are larger than life. It's the Mike Missinelli Show. Back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
So damn power! All right, it's 2:17. Mike Missinelli Show. It's time to start our Twitter poll. And also time to tell us that the 2 o'clock hour is brought to us by Ferguson HVAC Line Conklin. Attention HVAC contractors, visit Ferguson's counter location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia today for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. Our Twitter poll is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Attention all landscapers, if you're looking to repower a zero-turn or a walk-behind mower, Moyer has the best deals around for an engine replacement in stock. Visit paulbmoyer.com for details. Nelly Eganoff, fresh off of a lecture to about 25 students from Bloomsburg.
Yes.
Yes, you and Tyrone were the last folks to speak.
Yes, I hope we helped them.
Yes, I think you did.
Well, and
yeah, I did before you, and then you guys came in for a little bit of it. Mm-hmm. So what did you tell them?
We told them the truth.
Which was what? The truth.
We told them, didn't we?
Can't handle the truth.
No, we told them, you know, just this business is, it's difficult, and mm-hmm. it really comes down to sticking it out through a lot of things.
That's very nice. That's good advice.
Yeah.
You have to, because a lot of kids are impatient these days.
Well, and that's what I said. Mm-hmm. You know, Ty said to them, if you don't love it, mm-hmm. then it might not be for you.
If you don't love it, get out and make some money.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah. Alrighty. Wow. Here are the trumpets. Mm-hmm. Oh. There they are. Over 100 votes early on this one. Do you enjoy all-star games in general? 36% say yes. 64% say no.
Wow.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see if that number changes during the course of the show. I got to hand it to, I just saw a tweet. Now, first of all, we're talking about these eight players. We have a complaint already lodged on it. We have a complaint that we didn't put Sean Couturier on the list instead of Nolan Patrick.
Ah.
And he's right on the board. He's 26, going to be 27 in the hockey season.
But I feel like he's been here long enough.
He has. So he's not really like the young star that we project. He's a solid player.
Right. Yeah.
So we put Patrick on because he was a high draft pick, and he's expected to be, you know, dynamic.
Right. And, yeah.
We already have a complaint from a Flyer fan.
I mean.
You put Coots on.
I didn't think anybody thought Kuz could possibly be a star.
Well, I'm just telling
Hart
you.
Hart might be a star.
All right. Patrick. Yes. Now, Booney has put a graphic, Dan Roach, our producer, has put a graphic on there of the eight that we're talking about. And we'll leave Patrick on for the time being. Whether they're future Hall of Famers or not, whether they're future great players, whether they're going to actually be bust, whether we're going to have to release them, whatever, trade them. All this stuff we're going to talk about, all these guys, I'm going to give you a player to talk about, or you can select a player to talk about. But yesterday, I am told that Booney had an all-time graphic on. And it was based on my diagram that I took into court, which Natalie said my cars, my vehicles there,
yeah,
look like penguins. I try to actually doctor up the one of the lanes by putting on like windshields and stuff, but all it does now is look like flip flops. So Booney apparently, when we came back from a commercial previously on the Mike Mussinelli Show, and he showed penguins.
He's so quick, that
on,
one.
On ice.
Yeah.
Actually penguins. Did that actually happen on the show?
I think, yeah, it did.
He put the penguins video up there?
Was that in our intro today? I think it might have been in today's intro.
Really?
Yeah. He put it in as, during the intro.
Previously, Mike Mussinelli
showed the penguins.
That's hysterical.
That's a nice job.
I should tweet that out for anybody who can't watch us on TV. The penguin diagram. Well, your card penguin diagram.
He kind of looks like Frogger, too.
I also thought about Frogger as well.
Yeah.
Solid game.
I think it would have worked in court, though.
I do, too.
I got the general idea.
I wish you would have been able to present it just to hear the feedback on what they would have said.
They fear me.
I'm sure they do.
I'm undefeated in a municipal court. So it's like, you know.
I might need you for
I don't want any part of a trial.
I might need you for a PPA case I have coming up.
Oh, no. PPA? I slayed a PPA, too.
Good. You can come with
me. All right. Any event, let's go to the phones here and start our General Knowledge Wednesday and go with Gene in Doylestown. Gene, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
How are you this afternoon?
What's up, Gene?
Hey, I was just listening. Moneyball, I couldn't agree with you more. It's one of them ones, every time I say it, I got to leave it
on. Yeah, it gets better the more I see it. I like it.
I mean, one of my favorite scenes is when they're in the batting cage under the stadium, and he's explaining to David Justice exactly who he is.
Yep.
And he...
That's a great scene. Now, what's the last thing Justice says?
Oh, I can see his face, and I can't remember exactly what he says. So,
he says, okay, I got you.
That's it, yeah.
Right? But then there's another great David Justice line in Moneyball. When he's talking to Hatterberg in the cafeteria area, and he's eating a bowl of cereal. And Hatterberg says, he asks him what his biggest fear is. And Hatterberg says, the ball being hit to me. And then Justice thinks he's kidding. And Hatterberg kind of sheepishly walks away, and Justice goes, well, good luck with that. That's great. That guy, the guy who played Justice had a pretty good swing.
Yeah, he did. It's pretty funny. They casted him well. But that All-Star game last night, total snore fest.
Yeah, it really was.
And unfortunately, I think that's the result of good pitching.
Yeah.
I mean, I think back to when the Giants were winning World Series, and they were the most boring World Series I've ever watched.
Yeah.
Because it was all about pitching. And
yeah.
No runs.
Well, yeah, the ball wasn't a factor last night, wasn't it?
No.
Yeah, it wasn't a factor. That hard ball. Oh, my God. They're complaining about it.
Every other All-Star game is designed to give the fan a heightened experience. You know, no defense, all offense, high scoring, you know, basketball, hockey, football. Every one of them is designed to, you know, give the fan that let's watch this experience. And I just see the baseball All-Star game going the other way.
Yeah, no, I get it. The baseball All-Star game has always been like that, though. Except for a few where pitching, listen, good pitching is going to dominate good hitting. It really is, especially when you haven't seen them. And those guys are coming in; they're throwing their gas because they're only in there for an inning. So they're spilling their bucket. It's not like they're holding back anything.
No need to, like you said, they know going in they're pitching an inning, maybe an inning.
It's that Cleveland Indian guy that got the MVP through curveballs that befuddled them. I didn't give him the MVP because he struck out the side. That, I mean, really, you had some lowly candidates for that MVP.
Yeah, that's like giving it to Chapman for getting a save.
Exactly. What's the difference? You give it to the Cleveland guy because it's in Cleveland.
Because it's a home, home
guy. All right, you want a general knowledge question, bro?
Sure, I'll take a shot.
Here we go. Let's go with general knowledge. Where would you find the great red spot?
Find the great red spot. The
great red spot. Where's the great red spot?
Well, there's a couple answers to that.
No. Don't give me that one you're thinking about. Come on.
How about the Chinese flag?
No, that's not the great red spot. Natalie's got it.
I know. It's Mars.
No.
What?
It's not Mars.
Yes, it is.
No. The great red spot. Mars is a planet that's red.
Yeah, I know,
there's
but I thought there's
a spot on a planet. Great red spot is on Jupiter.
Oh. It was somewhere. You could see Jupiter last night, actually.
That's BS.
No, I swear.
There's no way.
Yes, you could. I'll send you the link.
You can't see anything.
I'll send you the link.
I had a telescope once trying to look for stuff. I still couldn't see anything.
Because you weren't using it right.
There's no way you can see a planet.
I'm telling you, I'll send you the link. You could see Saturn's rings last night.
You gotta be at NASA with these big Hubble monster things to see anything.
If you know where to look, you can see it. They tell you what coordinates and stuff. I never could get the coordinates right.
It's BS.
The only thing I can find is the Big Dipper.
You can't see a planet.
No, that's not.
Yes, you can. You can see Venus with your naked eye.
I've never seen that with my naked eye.
Yes, you can.
Venus thing. I've never.
If you know where to look,
you see a bright star. You think it's Venus. Not even Venus.
It is.
It's not. It's wives' tale.
It is not.
It is. Oh, there's Venus. It's not Venus. It's just a star.
How do you know?
Because you can't see a planet.
Yes, you can.
It's the biggest myth that's been fostered on the public.
The
telescope is the biggest myth fostered on the public.
Many of my childhood years studying the stars, Mike.
I bought a telescope. I was taking it to the shore, and my daughter was young, and we'll look at the stars, we'll look at the moon, and I can't see anything.
You probably weren't looking into it right, because there's glass in there.
I weren't looking into it right. You couldn't see anything.
Did you pretend like you saw something?
Right. Look here. There's Venus. It's Venus. Your sister's Venus. Anthony in Southwest Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Anthony.
You guys are funny, man. God bless you all. Nat, Ty, Mike. Y'all the best, man.
Thank you.
Listen, Michael, I'd like to thank you, man, about Lewis Lloyd. I'm going to start off with that. Mm-hmm. And for those who are interested, 56 in Girard, Vine Memorial Church is the viewing from 10 to 11. So,
yeah, there was actually a very good story on him today in the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Okay.
By Mike Jensen. And quoting other players about how dominant he was, a playground player, and even in the NBA could score.
Oh, man, we love them. We love them, Mike. Mm-hmm. Hey, Mike, here's a story, man, you're going to really enjoy. I'm like 12 or 13, so I'm going to Cotton Mac Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm sitting in the obstructed view seats out in left field, you know, baby. Mm-hmm. But just so happened, Gene Mauch. He was a third base coach. And so then he turns around looking that direction. Now, me being a kid, I think he's waving to me. I'm standing up waving, but I just thought you would get a kick out of that. I'm thinking he's talking to me personal. But he's coaching third base, but I'm thinking he's waving to me.
What year was this?
Oh, daggone, Mike. I'm talking.
I don't remember him being a third base coach.
This one particular ball game, he coached third base.
Oh, okay. All right.
As
the manager, he coached third base?
Yeah, as a manager. Oh. Exactly the manager. Yeah,
interesting.
Okay. Yeah, man. And so I thought maybe you would like that.
Mike, a quick one,
if you think they bring in Cole Hamels, do you think will that help?
Yeah, it'll help a little bit. It won't help to a significant enough point, though.
All right, my brother.
All right, now I want you to sound off on how good these guys are going to be. I'm going to give you Joel Embiid. All right? What is Joel Embiid's future? 10 years from now, what are we going to be saying?
Oh, man. Everybody, let me put it like this. Hopefully, I can see he goes down as one of the greatest.
You think he goes down as one of the greatest? All right, so here we go. We started with Simmons. Tyrone says he's going to be Magic Johnson in 10 years. I'll give you Joel Embiid, Tyrone.
I feel really good about the Sixers in general. I believe in Embiid because I think Embiid really cares. I like that he cried the way that he did. I like that he was able to play through. He didn't play well, but I like that he was able to play through the illness and he played through the knee. I think those are the kind of things that harden a player over time. He never had to do that before in his whole life. I think he's going to be the best big man in the game. Well, 10 years from now, 32-year-old big man, we'll be looking back at him and saying he had a great 8-year run. That's okay. What I think.
All right. Now, you touched on where I'm ambivalent about him.
Injuries?
The longevity.
Yeah.
Will he have enough longevity that we can say he was the superstar of superstars?
He's 25. If he has 6 straight good years, he was just all NBA.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually been all NBA the last 2 years. If he puts together 6 straight years, to me, that would be 8. That would be enough in total, so I believe. 8 years from a big man generally is pretty darn good in a prime for a guy that size.
Here's what I fear. The Yao Ming syndrome. Yao Ming, we thought greatness. We don't think about that now. We don't think greatness for Yao Ming. We think good. It's a shame. Didn't have longevity.
You're right.
So that's what I worry about with Embiid. So far, I'm on board with you. These are the first 2 guys, and they're at the top of the list as far as the shooting stars. You couldn't get them higher than Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, right? In this town.
I don't think so, but I guess the people have to speak. I'm interested in what you think about all 8 because and the Flyers guys.
We're going to go down the list. Yeah, I see the Flyers guys. I have no clue about the Flyers guys. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Let's go Steve in Westchester. Steve, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Steve.
How are you guys?
What's up, Steve?
Yeah, I just I was intrigued by your 8 or 9 guy, 26 and under list there.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to have you quiz me on 1 or 2 of them.
All right, let's go now with Reese Hoskins for you.
I had a feeling you're going to ask me.
Yes.
I don't know why.
He's number 4 on the list here. Reese Hoskins, what is he?
I think he's going to be a solid player. I don't see him ever being a star, definitely not a Hall of Famer. He's just going to be like, you know the parallels I see, not from a from the end of his career stuff. I see parallels with Mark McGwire in him, you know, and guys might
Mark McGwire has 600 home runs.
Well, he had a little help. So
he had a little help. 600 that. Home run. Yeah. What help did he have?
He had
are you talking about the steroids? Oh,
yeah,
okay. All right.
That's
so
what I mean.
You think all right, so Hoskins doesn't rise to that level.
I don't think so. And let's not forget that without the steroids / Andro, whatever McGwire was taking, he was on his way out of the league before that. So let's not forget about that. So that's my take on Hoskins. So again, solid, but
McGwire came on the scene as he won the steroid when he first came on the scene. He bagged 30 home runs a rookie.
Agree. Oh, 49 when he was a rookie, but then he tailed off.
Was 49 a rookie?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Oh, he had 30 at the All-Star break.
But he had, but people figured him out, and he fizzled faster than people remember, and then it was the steroids that got him back up.
Okay.
But, so give me another one if you don't mind.
All right, so Reese, no go.
Nah, not for all right. Ben
Simmons.
I won't go as far as Tyrone to say Magic Johnson, but I'm definitely going to say he'll be at least a borderline Hall of Famer.
Okay. Borderline Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
You got it.
All right. Can I get a general knowledge?
Yes, here's your general knowledge question. People by U.S. state, okay? Guess where in the states where these people were born. All right, let's go with Bill Clinton.
Oh, Arkansas.
That is correct. You win tickets to FanFest. Bill Clinton, Arkansas. All right, Reese Hoskins. I'll give you Reese Hoskins, Tyrone.
I think he's going to be good, not great. But if he's good, yeah, I still think he can be. I don't think he's going to be as good as Ryan Howard, but I think he'll last longer than Ryan Howard.
I was just going to ask you, will he be as good as Ryan Howard?
I don't think he'll be the guy where every at-bat is must-see TV, but I think he'll be more consistent over a longer period of time. You know, Howard was like a shining star for a while there.
Yeah, he broke in later.
Yeah, Hoskins is just 26 now. Howard barely was basically got in when he was 26.
Right.
Hoskins already been up a few years. So
yes.
I think he'll be better for longer, but I don't think he'll ever reach that Howard peak.
Okay. Will he hit 382 home runs?
300. That's tough.
That's what Ryan Howard did.
I believe he will over a longer period of time. I do think he'll pass. I think he can be a 400 home run guy over a longer career.
Really?
Yeah, eventually. Yeah, I think he'll have steady. If you keep hitting 30 a year and you last and last and you play into your, you know, upper 30s, I think you, that's what I think. I think he's going to be consistent for a long time. That compact swing, I think also that you've always pointed out, is going to age well too, because his hands are calm. You pointed that out to me.
Somebody just emailed me and said, Mark Guire didn't have 600 home runs. I just looked at it. He had 583. I'm sorry.
Going off the top here.
I'm 17 off. I apologize. Come on, man. Let's go to Jacques in Mayfair. What's up, Jacques? Jacques! Oh, come on, man. I've never talked to a guy named Jacques.
You talking to me, bro?
Hey, who is this? Is this Jacques?
Yes, this is Jacques.
All right, well, yeah, you're on. I said Jacques from Mayfair.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
All right, go ahead. Well, you're on, yeah, buddy.
About the home run derby.
Uh-huh.
How do you feel about those triple overtime rules?
I like them. You can get five swings in overtime? What was wrong with that?
Yeah,
you didn't like it?
You don't. Well, I'm just gonna enter and like maybe ask a question about that. You feel like you're perfectly fine?
Yeah. Well, I mean, how else are you doing? You get five. What did he do? Get three swings?
Three. Three hits. Yeah.
Three swing. Yeah. Three. You get three swings in overtime. Nothing wrong with that. That puts you on the gun right away. You got to go 3 for 3 to assure yourself of getting to the next round. What do you think? It was too much pressure?
No, maybe just keep the 1 minute timer.
They took their time. Like, I mean, you can take a pitch. You don't have to swing at a bad pitch. I think they did it just right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a follow up question. Do you think God put dinosaur bones on Earth just to?
Yeah. See, I knew this was. You can always tell. You know, a goof. I cut the guy off before he could get out his last sentence.
Yeah,
it's not like, because I knew what was coming. I had my finger on the button. He sounded a little shaky from the jump.
Mm-hmm.
And his name wasn't Jacques.
No, that's just John.
Jacques from Mayfair.
That's John.
I was like,
from Mayfair.
I know a lot of people from Mayfair. I've never met a Jacques.
Yeah. All right. Let's go AC in the Northeast. What's up, AC?
Man, that Jacques was such a strap. Phil, Mike,
yeah.
Real quick, man. I'm all upset with you.
What?
I mean, I've been listening to Tyrone, and Tyrone, I think you're about 30, 40 years past your doing this. I think Tyrone should be taking over now because it seems like you disagree with a lot of stuff that he's saying.
That's not true!
That's true.
What do you mean I disagree with a lot of stuff?
The other day with the baseball and everything, Tyrone's 100% correct. And plus, honestly, the show's 100% better, more flavor when you're not there.
That's not true!
Natalie and Andrew. Natalie, by the way, you know, my basement's still available. You're talented. You're beautiful. You know, I'm not good, and I'm not smart at history. I'm not good, but, you know, but now let's get to the Reese Hoskins thing. You know, when
you've been a long-time caller. You just showed a lot of disrespect for me. Now, in another time... Another time I'd hire a hitman. I'm in a kinder time here. Go ahead. Go ahead with your point.
You're a fellow paisan, but still. I mean, you know.
But still, blah, because I don't agree with you, and now I've become the enemy?
Time's running out.
And guess what? Time just ran out on you. How about that? 610-632-0975. Show me a little respect. Come on.
What the heck is going on here?
Right. This is 5 o'clock hour. Come early.
Good Lord. All right, we're back after this. 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
'97.5 The Fanatic.
Uh, 8:45, Mike Mussinelli Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. So, AC, longtime caller, disrespecting me a little bit. What do you think?
Yeah, he called off the air. He called me back just now. And he apologized, but I told him a little disrespect. A little bit.
This guy John emailed me. He said I should have Jules Winfield him.
Yeah.
Jules Winfield in the diner. And when he grabbed Tim Roth, and he said, normally your ass would be as dead as fried chicken, but I happen to be in a transitional period.
Right? That would have been a good line for him.
It would have been.
I told him to take a couple, he got to take a couple weeks off. Take a breath, come back.
Yeah, well, hat in hand. What was up with AC, man? Ripping me. All right, not that I, you know, it's just I thought disloyalty, AC, been a long time caller. Yeah. All right, let's go to Tony in West Philly. Tony, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tony.
What's up, Mike? How are you?
What's going on, Tony?
Good. I need you to allow me to put a little humor in your day.
All right, go ahead.
If you don't mind.
Uh-huh.
I have a general knowledge question for you.
Yes.
And if you answer, we'll go to the finals.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
You got to fill in the blanks. If at first you don't succeed, blank, blank again.
I don't even know how to answer that.
Try again, right?
Oh, well, I thought it was a trick question. You wanted me to say something different.
I'm going to tell you how I come to it. First, the first one didn't work. Cyrus didn't work. Korkmaz didn't work. But thanks to Colangelo and company, they stashed a player, which Popovich is raving about, that the Sixers have the rights to. A Sixers guard named Vasilije Micić. I want you to look him up.
Yeah. I've heard about Micić before.
Have you seen him play?
Yeah, I don't trust the Euro.
Well, you
guys. I don't trust any Euros that the Sixers. I'm sorry. We've been through the Euro trek already, have we not? I heard the same things about that freaking Korkmaz.
But look, no. Listen, and you know, I'm the Trey Burke guy. I love Trey Burke. I did some deep research of my analog. This boy is everything.
Stop it.
This is it.
Wait. Where is he? Where is he everything? Where is he playing?
He's playing the point guard at 6'6".
What's the league? What league?
He's in one of those Euro leagues.
Oh, he's in the Euro league. Oh, yeah, the same as Korkmaz.
But Pop wants to make a trade to the Sixers and get this boy right. Pop loves him.
Popovich is now 65.
You get him and you get Korver, guess what? They go to the finals.
Come on with Micić. Stop with these Euros.
And you always do your research. Will you at least look at it, please?
I am Euro exhausted.
Sorry. One more time for me, Mike, please.
All right. I know. I heard Anthony talking about Micić.
I'm telling you, he's the real deal. And to bring a little bit more flavor and culture.
So is that Andrei Pešenić. And every Euro has never worked out.
But this is the real one.
It's the real one. You want a general knowledge question?
Yes.
All right, here it is. Right. NBA Championship Starters Quiz. Oh, this is a good one.
All right.
Let's stay with your beloved Spurs. 2014 Spurs championship team had, of course, Tony Parker and Kawhi Leonard. And give me the other three.
Oh, man. Ginobili?
Incorrect.
What?
Ginobili came off the bench.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, you're out right away. Bang. Gone. Tyrone. Tony Parker, Kawhi Leonard. Who are the other three? One's obvious.
Well, Tim Duncan.
You get the other two, you give me something.
Who are the other starters on that squad?
One was a foreigner.
Yeah, I don't remember his name. LeBron dunked on him. He's out of the league now.
Thiago
Splitter.
Nope.
He wasn't?
Black foreigner.
I don't remember.
And a guy currently in the league who just signed as a free agent with somebody.
I don't know the answer.
Danny Green.
Oh, yeah.
And Boris Diaw.
That was the starter?
Yes.
And it wasn't Thiago Splitter?
It was not Thiago Splitter.
All right.
Let's go to Tom in New Orleans. Tom, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tom.
Hey, how's it going, Mike?
What's going on, Tommy?
Hey, I live down here in New Orleans. I don't get to watch the Phils too much. I hear a lot of chatter from my folks and whatnot. My dad, I want to ask you, my dad seems to think that Kingery isn't worth the jersey he's printed on. Is he Is he the answer, or are we going to do something better at the leadoff spot?
I don't know if he's a leadoff hitter, but he has. Well, why does your dad not like him this year? He's obviously made a lot of improvements. Now, he's in a slump right now. So, but he did some things in the offseason that he needed to correct. He got a lot stronger, which made him a lot quicker. And he's been, the secret to him is being aggressive early in the count. That's where he's been effective. And they're going to adjust to that. But why does he dislike him?
Yeah, he seems to think that he makes too many errors out in the field. He can't
well,
cover down
the spot. He's in misposition.
I know. He plays every position but catcher.
He's not a center fielder. He's not a left fielder. He's a second baseman. And until he can move Cesar Hernandez, you're not probably going to see the best of Kingery as a defensive player.
Okay. Well, I take a lot of crap down here from Braves fans. So
this is what he has. He has the ultimate second base arm. He doesn't have an outfield arm at all. He doesn't have a shortstop arm. He's got a second base arm.
Well, at least he can hit the cutoff man, I hope.
That's what he does because he can't get it past the cutoff man. he's not a good thrower.
Fair enough.
All right,
fair
man. Enough. You want a general knowledge question?
I would love it.
All right, we're back to general knowledge. What popular spreads ingredient? Wait, somebody else in the background uttered a curse?
Yeah. Probably the Googler. He had a Googler in the background.
What's going on today?
Wednesday.
Ella's coming in at 3 o'clock to save us.
It's Wednesday.
Bring some civility to the show.
Whew.
Let's go to Car Wash in Germantown. Car Wash, what's up?
What's up, Mike?
How you doing,
How you feeling today?
Good, man.
I'm good, man. I really think that was disrespectful because I think your show is probably the best there is. I love it because it's very educational and I learn something and it's funny. So for him being a long time caller, he knows better than that.
AC put me in the pasture with that call. I still come out strong every day.
No question. He might be having a bad day.
He's got me as an aging reliever.
Right. I want a couple quick things, and I hope you give me one about Ben Simmons and then a general knowledge.
Okay, yes.
I just want to know. The Phillies are definitely hurting. We hurting in the bullpen as far as – we hurting all the way around as far as our pitching staff.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand why we couldn't pull the trigger and get Bumgarner in the center fielder from the Giants.
Well, that's still in play. The trading deadline is not – we haven't reached it yet. So in the next couple of weeks, we'll see if they do that.
You got a championship pedigree pitcher in Bumgarner. You got a center fielder – that can play every day. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm very thankful for what Jay Bruce has done. I mean, I didn't expect him to do that much, and he's really hitting well, and the team is playing good. But where we're at this stage, I don't think that we can compete for a championship with the pitchers that we have.
Well, I absolutely agree with you. And they're going to have now. Here's the question: is Bumgarner even enough?
Yes.
I don't know. Yeah. I think you're thinking of a Bumgarner of a few years ago. Is he like the Bumgarner of today enough to make a difference?
Yes. Okay. I think that will be all we need along with the center fielder.
You better check his numbers.
I've been watching.
He's leaking oil.
Please ask me about
I'm going to ask you about the top eight under 26. Who do you project to be a star? Who is not going to be projected as a star? Let me give you Carson Wentz.
Oh, my man. Definitely a star.
Star.
Definitely a star.
Absolute top five quality star.
Top quality MVP consideration. Already took the brakes off. Going to be healthy. He's going to do the same thing he did the Super Bowl year.
All right. Now let me give you one more and I'll let you go. Ben Simmons.
I was waiting for this, Tyrone. Not agreeing with Tyrone said. Too many variables. Yes, he does have an upside, but for a person that can't shoot an 8 to 10 foot jump shot, and then you make it seem, Tyrone, like he's going to progress over the summer.
Tyrone's a believer.
I'm not going to believe
Tyrone is a believer. Tyrone didn't grow up as cynical as me. Tyrone believes.
Got to believe in something. And you got to get some fun out of life. Didn't Tony Montana say that in Scarface when he was talking? Yeah, you got to have some fun out of life.
I say my belief for sure things.
Yeah, I'm more of a gambler.
You are. You're a believer.
Like, yeah.
I don't know if you're a gambler. You're a believer.
No, I gamble on certain people. I mean, I'll stake my whole reputation on guys with no pedigree whatsoever. You know how hard that is to do in public forum? This guy's got pedigree. I think he's going to shoot. I do, but this year.
See, you're the type that would believe like a person like Donald Trump could be elected president of the United States. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, that happened? 610-632-0975. Now, here we come. Here come the right wing. Here they come after me.
Boy.
Here come the emails.
For the record, that was rimshot worthy. That's why I didn't hit the rimshot, as to not add a little salt on the wound.
All right, we're back after this. Hembo from the ESPN Morning Show, Get Up, joins us with his own special brand of trivia that shall be added to general knowledge. We're back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.